Would you hold my phone for me?
Oh, thanks. Because they don't teach what God's Word says. So what they do is, what God's Word says to do, they don't do it. And what God's Word says not to do, they're doing it. It's a worldly, carnal, fleshly entertainment show that doesn't call the biblical gospel. It doesn't call people out of the world. It doesn't call people to holiness and obedience. And what we're here doing is sharing the gospel, which I don't know if you, obviously you're here, you must have some sort of faith.
Got dragged here by my kid, but I was raised up in church.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're preaching.
I strayed away from church because
deceiving you with
worldliness and carnality. Other stuff.
Perfect. That's exactly what we're calling people out of. Well, people leave it, but they don't see it for the biblical reason, so we're trying to help people understand that. What they preach is an easy-to-believe gospel. Just believe, and you get to go to heaven. That's not right. You have to start with the faith, and then you have to repent. I don't know if anybody taught you that. Repenting is a changing of your mind from living your life.
No one ever did that.
Okay, you need repentance is when, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, who he was, fully God, fully man, he died, he rose again, and he defeated death.
Right.
Okay, so you believe that, you understand that, you know the basic fundamentals of the Christian faith. Okay.
But no one ever changed. No one ever changed.
Right.
They put on their happy faces, and they were nice on Sunday,
see,
and they
you
were
said
assholes
it.
On every other day of the week.
You said it. There was
they
no change.
Changed.
Repenting. I don't know if anybody ever taught you repentance. Repentance is when you're living your life all for yourself, you're your own idol, you're your own God, you don't know it, and then you turn toward... And then you turn your way, your mind changes and you turn toward God. Now that life is behind you and your whole life is focused on serving God. You're willing to pick up your cross and follow after him. You're willing to die. You're willing to lose everything for him. So that's repentance. And when you do that, God sees a willing vessel and there's a covenant between you and him and he'll give you the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And he fills you with the Holy Spirit. Now you walk in the Spirit, no longer in the flesh. You crucify your flesh. You walk in the Spirit in holiness and obedience. They don't teach any of that. They might get up possibly to the born again, but they always stop at obedience. They don't teach you.
Like my grandpa was a pastor of a church.
Okay.
It was non-denominational. And there was
still a denomination.
It was, and it was more of, it was, no,
okay.
We're talking.
No, no problem.
I approached
them. I just got a call
them.
Up here, said there might be an argument going on. So.
I don't know where there'd be an argument, we've just been talking.
No, no.
Hey, officer, you want to see my body cam? I got every inch of it.
No. I don't,
okay.
The only
well,
thing I want to know is, was there an argument up here?
You know what the argument is? I'm preaching against them. That's the only argument.
Well, then
now, we're having a friendly conversation, so.
To talk to them. We don't approach people.
But,
thank you for your service, officer.
You're exactly right. Not having to change. And it's hypocritical. People go in there, they're not transformed by the power of God. And they're not walking in holiness and obedience. I was that. I didn't know any better. I was attending, looking around, wondering why everybody seemed so dead. There was no true love. And it didn't make any sense. If Jesus died for our sins, why is everybody still sinning? So would we share the gospel that I just shared with you? The one thing, another thing they don't share other than holiness and obedience, they don't share that you have to endure in it. A lot of them will teach a Calvinistic view that once you are born again, you can never fall away.
Right.
Or we can pluck you out of his hand,
me.
Which is
that
true.
Killed me.
Right. You like, can. Right. The prodigal son, he was alive. He was dead. He's alive again.
Right.
So he was in with the pigs in the wallow.
And there's too many questions. I was just like, that doesn't make sense. Why you can walk away? Why would he seek you out again if you can't walk away?
You're right. There's numerous scripture verses that warn us. Once you've tasted and partaken of the Holy Spirit, you can't be renewed once again to repentance.
Right.
So praise God, you see through that. So
there was just
a lot of questions for you. God must have been working in you to kind of help protect you, to help you see through that. What we're here to do, we don't have an organization. We don't belong to any group or anything. We just belong to the body of Christ. There's one. One body of Christ, and it's his. Man-made religion, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Catholic, Anabaptist, meaning like Mennonite and Amish, they're all made of man. And we're calling everybody out of there. And what we have people do is, if they belong to that, we tell them, stay away from that. Get in God's word. Oh, I thought you were talking to us. And seek truth. Jesus says, if you seek me, you will find me. So if we seek him with a right heart, we will find him. And these people are, what are they seeking? Worldly, carnal music. There's no transformed lives here. Not that we can see anyway. I'm not judging every single person in here, but we judge fruit. And the fruit I see is people who love worldly, carnal, fleshly music. It sounds like the stuff I used to go sit in the bar and drink and dance to. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I used to be the chief of sinners. Yes. Until the Lord totally transformed my life. I am 100% opposite.
Right now, I'm the chief of sinners. I'm not judging anyone.
You can repent. If you repent and seek after him, you will be born again.
My life is a hot mess, bro.
It can't be any more of a mess that Apostle Paul was a murderer and he was the chief of Pharisees.
I can't say I'm a murderer.
But what I'm saying is, look at the example God gave us. Anybody can be transformed. If I can be transformed, anybody can. It takes a willing, repentant heart. And you can be forgiven. If you go to him and you repent, he can clean you and give you a new heart and a new mind. And it's an awesome thing. It's a total transformation. He cleanses every sin from you. And it says, all things are old and we're a brand new creation. All things are new. Nothing from your past, when you're born again, comes with you in the future. You're a brand new creation. It's amazing. It's an awesome transformation. And that's what we're out here trying to encourage people. They say a prayer and they deceive them. You see through that. I'm glad you do. I'm glad you're not up there and you're walking away and we're getting an opportunity to talk.
I never liked skillet.
All the rest of them have issues as well.
The emotion
sinful.
That it brings up is just this hatred that when you start listening to them, if you listen to emotion, it brings up this sense of...
Satan uses music for that. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
I used to be a music freak.
The lyrics of it.
Right.
Might be godly, but the sense
potentially,
of anxiety and the sense of... It brings up hatred. And that's why it entices normal people to listen
unregenerated to it. People. Somebody yes. with the Holy Spirit in them will be repulsed with that. Somebody on their way, we've talked to several people who might be seekers who are starting to see something. They see through it, they're still here, they're seeing through some of the lies of man-made religion, and they're saying, well, what's wrong with God using this? Well, God can use that to call you out. He doesn't send his people in there to partake of it.
I knew there would be a lot of the Christian crowd starting to come out now that Spillet starts playing, so.
Oh, you mean the more conservative ones, maybe?
Well,
or I see what you're saying. They're leaving. Yeah. Well, praise God, we were able to talk. Thank you for coming. And your name is
Lacey.
Okay, I'm Debbie. It was really nice to meet you. This might have been a God-appointed thing here because we were over by our van, and my husband said, "Let's go stand under that streetlight, and maybe we can witness to some of these people who might be seeking truth." So praise God. Thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.
Are you on the website?
I'm sorry.
Are you on the website?
Oh, yeah. You got my card, right?
Yeah.
Yep. If you go to don'tperish.com, you're going to see thousands of articles, audios, videos. I write on a blog for Christian sisters, and I encourage them in the faith. We live in a van, and we travel all over the country.
Oh, okay.
But we support ourselves. My husband worked all his life, and he was a salesman, and he retired a couple years ago, and this is what we do. We live in parking lots, and we minister to the homeless people, the beggars, the rich people who come in with their RVs. I mean, it doesn't matter to us. God's not a respecter of persons when it comes to giving out the gospel. So that's what we do, and that's why we're here. And I'm so glad I met you. This has been really encouraging. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you. I'm going to go catch up with my husband now.
Okay, be safe.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.